Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, Mindset Mojo Mentor, Intentional Living Guide, and publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine since 2006. You know, I've been an entrepreneur for 30 years, and a lot of the women I bring on this show are living their truth, living their passion, and helping others show up fully in their life, especially those that are entrepreneurs. And today we're going to be talking about the importance of energy clearing for entrepreneurs. And this is one of my favorite kind of topics because it's so important. So I don't know about you, but do you sometimes feel energetically drained by your business? Come on, I know you're raising your hand too. Well, today you're going to learn how energy clearing can help you rock your business goals. My special guest will also share some simple tools you can use throughout the day to recalibrate your energy. And I am so excited to announce you'll get to experience a brief tuning to support you in staying light and clear in your own energy. With me today is a dear friend, Lee Murphy Wolf, creator of the Calibrate Method. She has helped hundreds of conscious entrepreneurs to create sustainable success. She teaches her clients how to unwind the energetic patterns that affect their flow, how to tap into their feminine leader energy and build their energetic resilience so they are aligned for their next level of business growth. She offers free energy clearings and tunings twice a month in her free Facebook community, The Balanced Business. Welcome, Lee. I'm so glad that you were able to join me today.
Hi, Linda. It's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Well, you know, I love your work and I love those tunings that you do twice a month in your business Facebook community called The Balanced Business. And I know how they make me feel. And I said, wow, I have so many entrepreneurs, the majority of them spiritual and conscious entrepreneurs, who could really use this wisdom and these tools. So first off, let's start with what led you to the transformational work that you are now doing in the world?
It's such a great question, and I think your audience will appreciate this. So I'm not new to entrepreneurship, but this work has emerged over the last few years. I was always a business coach, always supporting conscious entrepreneurs, high-achieving women, and I started losing my spark around it. It just wasn't feeling like that was what was next for me, and there was something else. So I started looking inward, and I use a lot of spiritual tools myself. And through a number of Akashic record readings, I connected with my spirit guide who led me to this work. And I started to experiment and evolve from there. So,
See, I love those kind of stories because I always believe that our life purpose is within us, and it's up to us to uncover it and allow it to shine through. And you did just that. So let's talk about why it's important to clear our energy as an entrepreneur and business owner.
Yeah. So if you're anything like me, and you're high achieving and your business is so important to you because you want to serve so many people, it takes a lot of energy to be out with people and connecting on a daily basis. And what I started to find was the bigger my practice grew, I was loving the work and I was really tired. So I needed to find a way for my energy to stay light and clear. And what I didn't realize was that I kept carrying along the energy from client to client or activity to activity into the next thing. So it's really important to start clearing out things in between or in between clients, simply because there's only so much space. Our field will get heavy and bottled up. So the more I started to do that and create more space and more buffer in between to release energy and clear it out, the more effective I became in my work, the more energized I was. I wasn't burned out or drained at the end of the day. And the law of attraction just kicked in. So I started calling to me with very little effort, perfect clients and incredible opportunity to share more of the work. So it's really just a beautiful way of staying in alignment with the laws that we already live into.
Oh, I love this. And as you were describing moving from client to client and activity to activity, and you could feel the energy of each interaction rolling with you, I was visually seeing this ball of yarn getting more and more tangled.
Right? Yeah, that's so a great way to describe it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a visual that just popped to my mind, and it really related because I identify as an empath, as an EMBVer, and so energy, I'm very sensitive to, and I've had, like you, to find things that work for me. That's why it was really important that I had you on the show today, because I know we're not alone, right, Lee? There are so many conscious entrepreneurs out there who don't realize or have the language to understand what's happening to them. So they're getting the emotions and the burnout and everything that you describe, but maybe they can't label it.
Yeah, yeah. And for a long time, I thought that there was something wrong with me because I'm like, geez, I'm so sensitive all the time. And I don't want to lose that sensitivity because that's part of why I connect so well with the people I'm serving. And most empaths are like that. We can just feel into someone and know exactly what to do or to say in the right moment, what tool to offer, things like that. So it's kind of this funny thing of how open do we stay and when do we, make sure our energy is clean and clear without shutting it down. Because I went and a pendulum swung in the other direction and I started protecting my energy. That was the first thing I did. And I realized that it was cutting me off from people. It was one extreme or the other, and I needed to find a happy medium so I can stay open and yet porous and energetically aligned for myself so I can keep doing the work I'm doing.
I love that description, right? That because when you said you swung the pendulum the other way, I can remember that experience, but I didn't have language like you. You are so beautifully able to describe it. But when I was experiencing it 20 years ago, I had no words. Like you said, you think something's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it sounds like it's like a stronger energetic boundary, but that doesn't shut things out. It allows the flow, but there's something there to be able to hold you so you can stay whole.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I was really surprised by is I recently took a step back and remembered life before I started finding new ways to clear my energy. And my life as an entrepreneur, I was either putting myself all out there and just giving so much and then needing to recuperate and kind of pull the plug and go in my little goddess nook and just regroup, you know, and so that one extreme or the other wasn't working. And what I realized was that there was a whole built-in thing that was being shared in a lot of conscious circles around protecting our energy. We all learned to zip it up and everything else. But I thought, wow, I'm actually spending more of my energy focusing on keeping things out. And if there's no such thing as separation in the universe, why am I doing that? That's against the natural flow of life. So yeah, so it's really pretty telling when you notice how much time you may be spending keeping things out.
Yeah, and something you just said too is you would go all out, right? Give, over deliver. Then you would have to pull back so quickly to recalibrate, right? Mm-hmm. That suddenly I'll speak for myself. When I used to do that, the energy was also pulled back from my business. So then stagnation would come. Mm-hmm. And I had, and it sounds like you did too, is find that balance of I shouldn't have to disappear for 3 days or a week to recalibrate myself. Was that your experience too? You were pulling away and getting quiet, almost like pulling away from your business in a way, right?
Yeah, very much so. And a lot of my clients have that same experience. And so often in the business coaching world, we'd be helping people who are going through that and saying, well, you know, you need to be accountable and you need to be consistent. It's like, yes, that's true. And there's something deeper underneath. And that was the part that wasn't being addressed. And spiritual practices would help me feel connected and I'd feel great, but it wasn't resetting my whole energy field. I was just still tired getting up out of bed, even though I loved what I was doing. And it just started getting me thinking, you know, there has to be other tools that I just don't know about. And I started getting very focused on the chakra system for a while. That's kind of was the beginning of the search around clearing my energy. And I started wondering if maybe I had chakras that were out of balance. And I found that it was even more than that. And it's actually simpler than that. So it was very cool to start to put all of that into motion and just start to figure out what my soul was longing for, because I definitely was out of alignment.
You know, I think all of us that are meant to be leaders in our fields, we have to have the experiences and the ups and downs of our own spiritual journey, as well as our own ups and downs in business, in order to be able to serve. And like, I love having these conversations with women like you are, who are so vulnerable and authentic, to say, hey, I went through this too. And that's why I'm so passionate about helping others not have to make the same mistakes or patterns that I did. So I really appreciate your honesty and sharing too, Leith. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I think that deep down, we're all looking to truly connect heart to heart. And sometimes these conversations aren't had. And that's part of, you know, feeling drained. I mean, there's some shame around, why am I not stepping up in my business on a regular basis? And why do I feel like I can't continue to market? All these different questions. Or, you know, maybe I just need to outsource all of it. You know, you just start questioning and doubting your own inner wisdom when the root of it isn't being addressed. So, yeah, someone had to start the conversation. So why not it be us?
That's right, girl. We're going to take our first break, Lee. When we come back, I want to talk about helping our audience understand what energy calibration is and how it's different from mindset work. So we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Lee Murphy Wolf, creator of the Calibrate Method. You can learn more at leemurphywolf.com.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I am so glad you're here with us today. With me is Lee Murphy Wolf, creator of the Calibrate Method, who has helped hundreds of conscious entrepreneurs to create sustainable success. So, Lee, what is energy calibration?
Well, I'm going to keep this really simple. Energy calibration works much differently than anything you may have heard of before. So to take a step back, we have electrical health. We have an electrical system in our body. And so energy calibration helps to support, to gently correct the vibrational imbalances in your energy system. In your, my brain's going in three directions at once. I have a lot I want to share about this. I guess what I'm trying to say is that we are electric beings, and when we're calibrated, our electric flow is working properly so that everything's firing correctly. You know, it's like an engine, all the pistons working at the right time when you hit the gas pedal, for example. So we hear a lot about, you know, the biomechanics, you know, when we do personal training, or the chemical aspect of our bodies through supplements, but the electric nature of our body is what falls out of step. And when we're calibrated energetically, we've addressed that baseline, and then everything else can flow from it, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes complete sense, because all of life is energy, right? So there's no difference that we wouldn't be. And if we don't keep our circuits clean and clear, how can we tap in, one, to our intuition, but two, even into the energetic connection with the divine and all that is.
Yeah. I mean, we are vibrational beings. Everything in the universe is created through the two things, sound and vibration, and the electric nature of life is that currency. So we just really need to stay connected to that. And then our body auto-corrects. And then vibrationally, we're auto-correcting without any effort. That's what's really amazing about it.
Because it's almost like it's bringing us back to how we were created in the first place, right? So when we do the energy recalibrations or energy clearing work, it's really just clearing all the muck we've picked up just from being in this human body and life, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Because when you think about it, the idea that matter is never created nor destroyed. Well, what does that mean? Energy is always in existence. It just changes form. So everything and anything that we have energetically around us is always present. So sometimes there's things that we know about and we work on those, but there's a lot of things that we don't know are just sitting in our energy. And so energy clearing, using very simple tools that we'll talk about later, can help you address the ones that are unhidden. Or that are hidden, so that you can, you know, just release them, which is great. Mm-hmm.
And you know what I love about what you're saying? It's we have the power to do this, right? With the right tools and support, we can all do this for ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. It's mind-blowingly simple. And what's really brilliant about it is you can do this a few minutes a day. That's all it takes. So it's not the type of practice where you need to spend an hour at a time to get the results. So there's a pioneer in the sound and energy industry, and his name is John Bilyeu. And he said he had done some research and actually measured this, and this was really incredible to me. He said that in just a few minutes of using tuning forks as a way to calibrate your energy, what you could do in a few minutes in terms of deep relaxation and resetting of your system might take you up to 45 minutes in meditation to achieve.
Wow.
So, yeah, for entrepreneurs, that's huge. I mean, we want to be really, really mindful with our time. So how great is it to have a tool that you can use, I mean, practically on the fly, and just set yourself back where you need to be so you can keep going.
I love that. And to me, it just makes so much sense. Now, I'm curious, because you said, you know, you can do, entrepreneurs can do this once a day or throughout the day. For yourself, Lee, do you start your day with the energy clearing and then also do it after each call or interaction? What is your use of your energy clearing protocols?
Yeah, I pretty much weave it into my day all day, which, you know, it's become just a way of life. But a typical day looks like this. So I always start my day with some sort of energy attunement. So I will either listen to a recording that I've made, or I will play the forks myself. And the key to this is also having a very clear intention when you're listening to the sounds, so that you can release what's not necessary for you and to call in what is yours. So that probably takes, I don't know, if I'm being really slow, 10 minutes. So I will do that. And then in between things, so I could be in between an activity. So I might be shifting from creative task, like writing something, to the part of the day where I'm doing client work, for example, and working with people. I always do some kind of a clearing in between those tasks so that I can realign with the energy of the next task. So I'll use it that way and release what doesn't belong in the new task and call in the energy that belongs with the new activity so that I'm really fully present. At the end of my day, I will do something to kind of close out my day so I don't bring the energy of work into my personal life and I can enjoy my evening and not have my mind spinning or worrying or thinking about what needs to be done. So it's really wonderful. I mean, you can just sprinkle it through your day, and it does make such a huge difference over time. I've noticed that the more I do this work and the more I work with clients, the best way to describe it is things that may have normally spun you out or drained you are less charged. So less trigger, less charge. And if you hit a speed bump, you're able to just kind of blip over the speed bump and not pretend it's not there, but it doesn't energetically wipe you out the same way. You can be with the speed bump and drive over it and keep driving.
I love that. And I love what you just shared about the tip about doing it at the end of the day. It's almost, so you don't bring it into your family time, your quiet time. That really resonates with me because I do something like I have a little ritual around my desk. When I'm done, I have a spray. I make sure I clear everything for the day. It's like I'm closing out the energy of the day. So would that be, even though I'm not using sound, that's almost like a energy clearing ritual, right? Even just because I'm being intentional about it. It's almost like, okay, once I close this down, clear off my desk and walk out of this office, it is done.
Absolutely. That's it. And again, what are we doing? We're directing our energy and aligning our energy and our intentions. And that to me is the key to energy mastery. And that's what energy clearing is really about. It's this way of creating space so that we can master our personal energy and put the energy toward the things that matter to us.
Yes. And you know, one of the other things I do sometimes at the end of the day, you know, sometimes you have a niggly thought like, oh, I know I'm trying to figure this whatever out, but I can't figure out the answer. I put my question in my crystal bowl that's on my desk. And as I close out, I go, thank you for giving me the answer first thing in the morning. It's something fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then what's funny is I'm not thinking about it on my private time, but I swear to God, I'd say 95% of the time, I will be having my coffee the next morning and it drops in. Mm-hmm. That's what you're talking about, right? I create space for the answer to come instead of having tangled energy.
Yes. And it's hilarious that you just said, I create space for the answer to come, because those are literally the words that ran through my mind as they came out of your mouth. That's the real benefit of energy clearing is that we're giving ourselves the space for the answers to come instead of working against our grain and going up into our minds and tying up mental energy when the answer is not going to come from our heads.
Yes. And it's so funny that you said it because, as you know, our daughter just got married Sunday and I have our granddaughter for the next 2 weeks. So my schedule is a little different. So I am waiting in line at the doors of her school yesterday with a bunch of other parents waiting for the doors to open. And all of a sudden, a phrase that I had been looking for on a new project, right, just dropped in. I'm like, oh my God, I don't have a pen and paper. So I called Kim up and I said, you have to record this. She goes, you just got it. I go, it just dropped in while I'm waiting in line. But it was because I let it go, right? Mm-hmm. It's not about the old energies that we used to all exist in, push, drive. I got to make my mind think, give me the answer. We couldn't have created a better phrase that was dropped in. Did you notice that too for yourself? When you stop trying to make things happen, it's given to you.
Oh, 100%. Because the universe is always supporting us. That's the way everything is designed. There is no separation. So that's exactly how it happened for me. That's how this new work began to emerge, because I trusted the guidance. And here's the beautiful part. When we start clearing our energy on a regular basis and being intentional about where we align our focus, well, first you have to be clear so you can align your focus. I think we skip the clearing step and just focus on the alignment a lot of the time. So the first step is always clear, allow for the space, and then something will drop in or the alignment will come. But what I found was I was getting a lot of downloads for a long time. I've always been intuitive. I'm sure a lot of your audiences as well. And if, you know, you've had this too, tons of downloads. So when you might have a new vision for something that you're creating, left and right, just things just popping in constantly, that could be overwhelming too. That's a different kind of drain energetically. And what I found was as I started to get into the practice of energy clearing using sound, it cut through all of the confusion around, well, which download do I act upon? Which one is the right one? Because I spent a lot of time trying to discern which was right. But I was so tapped into my inner wisdom that I was able to know in my core of my being which was the right one to act upon in that moment. And it just made it so much more spacious and more enjoyable in business. Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate you sharing that. And I'm sure many of us can resonate because it's resonating with me. We're going to take our next break. And when we come back, I want to talk about, have you describe what tuning is and how it helps us clear our energy. So I'll be back in a moment, my friends. I'm with Lee Murphy Wolf, creator of the Calibrate Method. You can find Lee at leemurphywolf.com. And also, I want to invite you to join her Facebook community called The Balanced Business. You can do so at leemurphywolf.com/community. We'll be right back.
This is OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Mission-driven business owners, are you feeling energetically drained? It's time to shift that so you can lead at your highest level. Lee Murphy Wolf, creator of the Calibrate Method, has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs create sustainable success. She teaches her clients how to unwind the energetic patterns that affect their flow, tap into their feminine leader energy, and build energetic resilience so they are aligned for the next level of business growth. Lee's unique programs combine the healing frequencies of tuning forks, energy management techniques, and simple business design principles to help you reduce overwhelm, restore vitality, and realign with more ease. Lee offers free energy clearings and tunings twice a week in her free Facebook community, The Balanced Business. Learn more about Lee and her services at leemurphywolf.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friend. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I am so glad you're circling up with myself and Lee Murphy Wolf today. So, Lee, what is tuning and how can it help us clear our energy?
So tuning is basically just a simple method of shifting the rhythms and patterns of our body's electrical system using the healing frequencies of tuning forks. And the tuning forks gently support our body to recognize and correct any vibrational imbalances we might have so that we're in alignment.
And you use tuning forks, correct? Do you use other tools also?
I'm starting to incorporate other tools into this work. The foundation of it is through tuning forks because they're really precise in terms of there's certain frequencies that align very clearly with certain energy centers. And so I find that they're the most precise out of all the tools. But I'm also starting to use bowls, Tibetan bowls. I use chimes.
Ooh, I love
chimes. What else do I use? I have some frame drums, rattles, tingshas. I mean, basically, I have an entire studio of sound instruments that are coming into my consciousness and into my space. So that's really fun. I'll be adding crystal bowls and some gongs in the future. But right now, the primary bit of the work is around the tuning forks.
Well, I've experienced the tuning forks because I am in your beautiful Facebook community, The Balanced Business, where you do free energy clearings and tunings twice a month. And I'm drawn to the tuning forks, and I had never experienced them before. I've experienced other sound healings, gong and, you know, crystal bowls, but never the tuning forks. And I have to say, I can feel the resonance. I can feel the energy shift. And that's just in one of your free sessions. I can't imagine if we were working one-on-one that the depth of what you could experience. So I love the tuning forks. So what led you to start offering these free energy clearings and tunings in your group?
So I was guided again by pretty much just listening to my inner wisdom. I really noticed what the tuning forks had done for me in terms of, you know, recalibrating my energy so that I was light and clear. I was getting more done every day. I would tune myself. That was first priority. And my business started to really shift and really move. And I thought, other people should know about this. This is the best kept secret out there. So I just meditated on it. And over the holiday period a few years ago, I wrote to my audience and said, I believe that as female leaders are being called to rise and we need energetic support to do that. And I'm going to start offering these free clearings and tunings to help you do that. And if you want, come on over. I just felt very strongly that I was being guided to offer this because it wasn't available.
I'll tell you, it's such a sacred gift to the entrepreneurs in your community. Now, I have a question. I might not know how to word it correctly because I'm not familiar with tuning forks, but there's different forks with different frequencies, right? Mm-hmm. And so you intuitively tap in to know, like, say I was in a session with you, it's your intuition that guides you to know which frequency to use in, with that particular client.
So it's a little bit of that. Well, it's a lot of that, actually. Also, I've done formal study and training. So I have learned from people who've been working with tuning forks for 20 to 25 years. And there's certain patterns that they'd noticed around where we hold on to things that aren't serving us in our energy. And I've learned a little bit. So it started with learning some of their protocols that they've used successfully, and then just feeling my way in. And now I can actually hear, when I play a fork, I can hear where there might be an imbalance in your energy field. The fork is just communicating information. So I can combine the knowledge and the intuition.
I love that. And how many tuning forks are in a set? Like, in other words, how many frequencies are available to you as a
Yeah, unit? It depends on the set. So I work with multiple sets. I have one set that has 8 different forks in there, and those are more, the best way to describe it is I think that they work best on a more of a neurological nervous system level. Of course, there's always the emotional and spiritual benefits. I have another set that has 9 forks in it, and that is very deeply aligned with frequencies that help clear out things emotionally and on a soul level and things like that. And then I have others that work right on the body. So, you know, you can combine all different things too. So I have one set that has 5 or 6. I have a set of 3 that are weighted that if you were on my table, I could actually put them on parts of your body to help create some relief and release. It varies depending on what you're doing.
I love that. So I wanted, before we go to our final break, I wanted to ask you a couple questions because in the last segment, you know, I'm going to ask you to give us a tuning demo. But in this segment, I'd love to say, is there one or two quick tools that we can get, our listeners can get started with?
Yeah. So you don't have to own a tuning fork to tune yourself. What I started to understand is the tuning fork is just a way in and a tool for yourself and your body to recognize the correction in your vibration. So one thing you can do, I've had clients who are looking to clear their space from task to task or between clients. They might just have a bell that they like, or they keep on their desk, and they'll just ring a bell 3 times. I think for me, ringing or listening to a sound 3 times helps bring you into the space more so that we can actually make a shift in focus. So I always recommend at least 3 soundings. So, you know, a simple bell, or I have these energy chimes that I send to clients because they're really easy for clearing. But if you don't even want to buy a tool, you can actually hum, believe it or not. So we're tuning ourselves. You've seen small children do it. You ever see a small child feeling really joyful, spinning around in the yard, and you just hear them almost singing to themselves?
Yes.
They're tuning themselves because children haven't lost the connection to their inner wisdom. You know, they haven't been out there long enough to start having that get all gunked up. So you can do that as well. If there's a little tune that makes you feel happy or uplifted, you can completely clear your energy and hum it along in between something or in between a call. I catch myself humming all the time. And what I do is I send the intention around that I release the energy that's no longer, that doesn't belong to me, and send it back to its rightful owner. And I send it back as divine white light. And I keep humming, and then I call in energy that does belong to me and ask that it be returned, cleared, clean, and purified as white light. And so it is. That's simple. And I can just be going, you know, whatever feels good inside of me, if it feels uplifting, follow your intuition. Or if you feel like you need to be grounded, maybe it's a sound or a hum that feels a little lower, a tone that's more like, you know. And you don't have to be a singer. I just probably completely embarrass myself on your show. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter, but it changes how you feel. I would love for you to try it, actually, in this moment, if you feel game.
Yeah, one of the things I do, and I didn't know that I was energy clearing, is I love the sound of Om. Mm-hmm. Right? So sometimes that's, I will be washing dishes and I'll just go, Om.
Yeah. And it changes everything, doesn't it? I mean, you can completely, but when we're conscious of it, we can direct the energy that we're releasing and be like, you know, you come out of a call that's heavy, you can hit your Om and just release it and just ask that it be returned to its rightful owner.
And you know what I love? It's not a conscious thought when I do it. It's, you just get this sudden urge to do that. Or sometimes it's, the only tool I have, which is so funny because I bought McKenna one last year. I have one of those, it's probably 6-7 inches steel tongue drum.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that little thing, right? So it's in my goddess nook. And I forgot about that because when I want to clear the energy on each of the moon, different moon cycles, I go through my office with that, hitting the sound. And that's energy calibration, right? Except I'm doing
absolutely
it for the moon.
Yeah. Because the sound will, there's certain tones that will break up energy that's heavy, energy that needs to leave, right? And there's other sounds that are more uplifting and feel lighter. And you may notice that. There's probably some sounds you resonate with more than others. And a lot of it, our body is so smart. It knows what it needs to correct itself. All we need to do is just invite in opportunity for it to do so.
Oh, I love that. And now I'll be even more conscious because that intention that you shared with us is so beautiful. And I'm all about intention. So now as I play with the steel drum or do my Om and I'll be sure to recite that because that was so beautiful about calling back what's yours and releasing what isn't. So thank you for that. I'm sure that supported all of our listeners. And we're going to take our final break. And you want to stay tuned for this because hint, hint, Lee is going to be guiding us through a brief tuning demonstration so that you can feel it and experience it for yourself, my friends. I'll be back in a moment with Lee Murphy Wolf of LeeMurphyWolf.com. You can also join her Facebook community at LeeMurphyWolf.com/community. We'll be right back.
This is OTRFM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you struggling to grow your mission-driven business in a way that feeds your soul and fulfills your purpose? When you discover your unique human design and divine blueprint, you'll feel empowered in your business, aligned with your inner wisdom, and open to the flow of abundance and success. Nancy O'Keefe is a certified human design specialist and intuitive business coach, successfully coaching entrepreneurs for over 25 years. She is passionate about helping you understand your divine design and your personal formula for success. She knows what it takes after creating her own multi-7-figure firm. Nancy helps women peel back the layers of who they've been taught to be to reveal who they truly are, so they can build an abundant and sustainable business that feeds their soul. Schedule your complimentary call today at nancyokeefcoaching.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I am so glad you are circling up with us today for this transformational and inspiring conversation. So, Lee, I'd love to invite you in our last segment to take a few moments to guide our listeners through a demonstration of the tuning so they can experience it in their own bodies.
Oh, great. I would love to. So, to get us started, I would love for all of you to just sit up comfortably and feel the connection of your feet dropping down to the ground, feeling yourself sitting well, feeling supported by your sitting bones, one hand on your belly and one on your chest. You can take a few deep breaths in, audibly release, and do a couple more just like that. I begin to bring us into the space. Another deep breath in and out. Yeah, that's good. Taking in this gentle frequency, following the sound. Allowing your attention to focus inward. This place, notice where you're holding any tension, any thoughts, any grief, anguish, worry. And send extra breath to that space. And with that breath, drawing the sound into that space with you. Create more openness. Another deep breath. And release. You can say to yourself out loud or just in your mind, I release what energy that is not mine and return it to its rightful place. I release all energy that is not truly mine. I release it with love, return it to its rightful owner. Breathe in more space. Allow yourself to just release. And from this place of openness, drop deeper into your heart. Notice the feeling around your heart center. Call in and gather white light around that heart center. I call back to me all energy that is truly mine. I ask that it be returned to me, cleansed and purified as divine white light. And so it is.
You want me to come back now?
Yeah, and gently come back, a couple of breaths, and yeah.
I could feel the energy coming from my busy mind, just grounding me in my seat all the way down to my feet, like a peace moving through me.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful, and I'm so grateful that you were able to share that beautiful experience with us. One of the questions I have for you as we come to a close, we have about 5 more minutes, is what have you discovered, not just for yourself, but with your clients? Like, that was my feeling of just utter peace and really bringing me back into the moment, right? But I could feel like a wave going through my body. That's the best way I can describe it. You know, like a surf when it goes in and out, and it kept building, and then it was like a release all the way down to my feet. Have you ever heard anyone describe it that way?
Yeah, I've heard various descriptions that are similar. So often people talk about a wave of warmth. They feel tingling. They feel light.
Yes, that's a word.
Yeah. So, that's the kind of experience. And again, it's, we are so infinitely intelligent, and our bodies and our souls just know and just respond to it. And what's beautiful is whatever it was that you released in that moment, you don't even have to know what it was. It just did what it needed to do. And it's like, because you sound different right now.
Yeah, because I could feel it. It was in, like, consciously, I don't know if I had anything to release, but I'm just sharing what I felt in my body. Like it was building, and then it was just a giant release. And I could feel it going all the way from the top of my body to the bottom. That's how it moved for me, mm-hmm. as it was going further down and further down, out through my feet into the ground. It was such a beautiful, sacred experience. But even it does change the voice, right? It changes our complete energy system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We come back into our center, and suddenly we're able to express ourselves like who we really are, who we truly are, without the noise, without the busyness. We're in our natural flow when we tune. So, and again, that was only a few minutes. So, with conscious direction and learning how to incorporate some of these tools into your day, you know, you can feel amazing, and you can do a great work in your business and have that beautiful boundary between your business time and your life and just feel good all the time. I mean, who doesn't want that?
Exactly. And as you shared, not only are you available for sessions at LeeMurphyWolf.com, but in this moment, anyone with those two quick tools that you shared earlier can use humming or, as I did, om and ah sounds, or whatever sound comes to them, to recalibrate in the moment. Mm-hmm. I am so grateful that you joined me here today, and I want to invite everyone, please visit Lee at LeeMurphyWolf.com, learn about her services, the supportive resources she has on her site, and most definitely get on over to the Balanced Business Facebook community. It's free, and you can do so at LeeMurphyWolf.com/community, and enjoy the free energy clearings and tunings that she does there twice a month. And I will promise you, once you experience amazing feeling that she offers through those healings, I know you'll be booking some time with her. So thank you. Thank you, my beautiful friend. I love spending time with you as always. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. Thank you for following your soul and bringing this work out to the world.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here. And I so deeply receive and appreciate your gratitude as well. It's just such an honor to support the community that you've created as well.
Well, thank you, my friend. Until next time, everyone, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.